News Talk 1620 WTAW, the final phase of repairs at the City of College Station's Northgate parking garage, which began 3 years ago, is underway. Had a chance to visit Monday with Community Services Business Manager Gus Roman, who says they got started on Monday, or 4 days after the City Council awarded a $327,000 contract.
And I was just out there a couple hours ago, and they've already started delivering equipment and actually started doing some preliminary work marking the areas that they're going to be repairing in the garage. So it's going to be hopefully a quick turnaround.
If you could get into the weeds a little bit about what kind of work is going to take place.
Yeah, they're going to be doing some concrete and masonry repair this year. And actually, let me backtrack a little bit. Back in 2010, before my time, they noticed that there was some settling in the garage, some cracks on the exterior. So they had an assessment report done. And that showed that there was a drain that was leaking under the garage. You know, council approved. They were notified, and so they did the drain repairs back in 2014. They actually, last summer, they did moisture protection, doing some seals, you know, breaking or caulking some seals around the garage on the first, second, and third level, as well as resurfacing the fourth level. And then this year, we're doing the concrete and masonry repair, basically the final step this is a three-phase project.
Three phases over 3 years. Sounds
over
like
3 years, yeah.
Sounds like it's the most attention given to the garage since it opened. Would that be true?
That would be true, yeah. Yeah, you know, it should get us to where that garage will last us quite a bit longer now.
From a trivia standpoint, I'm sure there's somebody out there who knows. I'll bother you if you know when the garage opened.
In the year 2000, Y2K.
And what will this mean regarding the capacity, and how long is this work going to take?
The goal is to minimize disruption in the garage as much as possible, so that's kind of why we had them start as quickly as they did. Right now, we have the entire first level blocked off. It's kind of slow out there. Students haven't started quite making it back. And actually, this week, Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, we're going to be restriping the third level. And then it'll be back open on Thursday. And then Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, they'll be restriping the second level, and then it'll also be open this coming Thursday. And so basically the first level will be blocked off for about 2 to 3 weeks before the students get here. We wanted to make sure that we avoided as much disruption as possible and did the internal work to the garage so that all the spaces would be available. And then once they get done with the work inside, then they'll start on the outside, which is repairing bricks and masonry and, you know, all the stuff they have to do on the outside of the garage.
And the exterior work won't have an impact on capacity inside?
No. If it does, it'll be minimal. They're going to have to hang scaffolding off of the edge, so probably the parking spots that are right in front of where the scaffolding is will be blocked off just for security and safety purposes. But we're talking a handful of parking spaces once the fall semester starts.
And let me finish up with you giving a shameless plug. And I'm guessing that there are spaces still available.
Yes, there are. If anybody's interested, they can call 764-3778. And we have monthly, six-month, and annual contracts. You can get a 24-hour contract that'll let you in and out of the garage for $600, which is a heck of a deal. And 95-98% of the time, you will have a parking space. It's when football season starts. There's no guarantee of a parking space, but when football kicks around during the football games, that's about the only time the garage fills up to capacity.
And for more information, where does one go?
They can call 764-3778, or they can go to the city's website and look for community services in Northgate District, and it gives them all the information that they need.
Have I missed anything?
No. I think, you know, again, our goal is to avoid as much disruption as possible in the garage so that we don't turn anybody away. And they're really moving pretty quickly. I was impressed how many folks I had out there this morning. You know, hopefully we'll be wrapped up by the week of the 22nd of August, and then ready to receive all our students back.
Thanks again to Gus Roman, the City of College Station's Community Service Business Manager, for the update on what's happening at College Station's Northgate Parking Garage. More information online in case you're still looking for a parking space at cstx.gov/parking. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.